NPP flag bearer hopeful Nana Akufo-Addo has interacted with delegates in the Pru East, Pru West, and Atebubu Amantin constituencies in the Bono Hafu region. Prior to the interaction, Nana Addo visited the Yeji Harbour, where he witnessed at first hand the plight of fishermen and boat owners who had killed for days with gallons and drums in search of premixed fuel. The residents of Yeji told Nana Addo that economic activity has slowed down due to the shortage, resulting largely in increasing hardship among the residents. Apart from the shortage of premixed fuel, the fishers told Nana Addo about the exorbitant prices they have to pay for the commodity as and when it comes available, with a gallon of premixed fuel selling between 12 cedis and 15 cedis as opposed to the ex-pump price of 6 cedis. We bring you a news desk report.
Addressing the 392 delegates made up of 360 polling station executives, 16 electoral area coordinators, and 16 constituency executives, Nana Akufo-Addo expressed deep worry about the mess the country has been plunged into under President John Mahama. According to Nana Addo, Ghana, a country blessed with abundant human and natural resources, should not be in this current predicament, adding that everything John Mahama and his government touches turns into dust. He noted that prior to the exiting of the President John Kufuor's NPP government in January 2009, a gallon of premix sold at 1 cedi 79 pesos, explaining that a shortage of premix and its attendant price hikes should be placed solely at the doorstep of the NDC government, attributing the situation to bad governance. He said businesses are collapsing and the educational system is in disarray. He said when someone is sick, it becomes a heart-wrenching issue because the health care system is in a mess. The two-time flag bearer of the NPP said the beauty of multi-party democracy is that it presents the Ghanaian electorate with the opportunity through the thumb to vote out peacefully this non-performing Mahama government and replace it with a competent NPP government led by him come December 2016. He said a government under his leadership will ensure the rapid industrialization of the Ghanaian economy and move this nation from a producer and exporter of raw materials to an economy that will add value to the country's raw materials. Thus, he said, is a sure way of creating the hundreds of thousands of jobs needed for the growing mass unemployed youth. To restore Ghana back onto the path of progress and prosperity, Nana Akufo-Addo appealed to the delegates to vote massively for him to send a clear message to Ghanaians that the party is focused, united behind its candidates, and ready to wrest political power from the NDC government. The delegates from the three constituencies promised to vote massively for Nana Akufo-Addo come October 18.
That was the news desk report.